Okay, so the first step to objective one, create a project, is to start ArcGIS Pro if you haven't already opened it. And then we need to sign into ArcGIS Online or Portal. But in this instance, you guys probably don't have the portals currently added to ArcGIS Pro. So the first thing we need to do is we need to go to Settings. Then you need to go to Portals. And once you have everything added, this is kind of how it's going to look. But we're going to go ahead and add our ArcGIS portal. So you're going to click Add Portal. And then in this dialog box here, you're going to type in the URL to portal. And then you're going to hit OK. And do the same thing for ArcGIS.com. Now, once you have your portals added, we're going to go back up here and we're going to sign in. Click Oro Valley. And then you go ahead and sign in using your single sign-on authentication. Okay, and now that we have our portals added and signed in, we're going to click on a new project. Here we'll go ahead and hit app. And we're going to type in a name for our project. Now, if you noticed in the when we created a project, we had a default location for our projects, but let's say we want to change that. So let's go back to project. We're going to go to options. And under the general tab, you can see here, start ArcGIS Pro. But for create projects, now we can. So the way that I have it currently is new projects are saved in the default location, which would typically have been your documents folder. But for just about everybody now, your default documents folder is on OneDrive. And while it works, there could be performance issues because, you know, it's kind of a cloud storage now. So if you wanted to change that, now you could click on new projects are saved in a custom location and then select the folder and then kind of change where you would like your folders to go. That way you're working on items locally. And there won't be any lag in data connections. So that's how you would change your default project location. This could also be a network drive. So, you know, on your F drives or what have you, you could set it up there as well. But again, when you're dealing with a project that is doing a lot of heavy duty geoprocessing, you highly recommend it that you work locally on your local computer. And when you're done with your project, done with all your analysis, then you can copy and move that to a shared location.